change the colour of your fairy for you. She will scream out in the moonlight. Oh, oh yes, oh God, oh yes, oh God, oh God. She will make you a real boy, for I will make her a real woman, and all will be right with the world.
Just like Alfie.
Held my hand.
Huh, Jude.
Save my brain, so that once again, my customers may ask for me by name, Gigolo Joe, Woody, and Nut.
Why do you do that?
That's just what I do. Now, follow me. Don't fall behind. All roads lead to Rouge. Don't they say that, hey? Don't they just?
All roads lead to Rouge City. And all Rouge cities lead to Kills Radio.
We are the guiltless pleasures of the lonely human being. You're not going to get us pregnant or have us to suffer with mummy and daddy. We work under you, we work on you, and we work for you. Man made us better at what we do than was ever
yes,
humanly possible.
Man made us better. City.
All this. And much, much more can be yours.
Get in.
Nothing costs more than information.
$10 and a 10 copper comes to 7 questions for Dr. No.
That should be enough.
He's a smooth operator. He'll press our limits, but try, we must.
Greetings, colleagues. On offer, factual text or fictionalized text. First or third person. Usual literacy range from primal to post-doctoral. Usual span of styles from fairy tale to religious. Who's who or where's where? Or flat fact.
Flat fact?
Thank you for question number one. Flat fact is a term demanding an equal answer with interpretive spectrum.
That shouldn't count. That wasn't my question.
What you're saying is basically that is what
you must take care not to raise your voice up at the end of the sentence.
Flat fact.
You have 6 more questions.
Where is Blue Fairy?
In the garden. Vascostylus Blue Fairy. Blooms twice annually with bright blue flowers on a branched inflorescence. A hybrid between Ascola Mida Arnold. You have 5 more questions.
Who is Blue Fairy?
Are you sad, lonely, looking for a friend? Blue Fairy Escort Service will find a mate for you. You have 4 more questions.
New category. A fairy's tale.
No, fairy tale.
No, fairy tale.
What is Blue Fairy?
Pinocchio by Carlo Calogi. At this signal, there was a rustling as a flapping of wings, and a large falcon flew to the windowsill. What are your orders, beautiful fairy?
That's her.
For you must know that the child with blue hair was no other than the good-hearted fairy who had lived in that wood for more than 1,000
years. Baby,
that's her.
It was an example of her, but I think we're getting closer.
But if a fairy tale is real, then wouldn't it be fact? A flat fact.
And Pinocchio awoke of amazement.
New category, please. Combine fact with fairy tale. Now, ask him again.
How can the blue fairy make a robot into a real live boy?
Come away, O human child, to the waters and the wild, with a fairy hand in hand, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Your quest will be perilous, yet the reward is beyond price. In his book, How Can a Robot Become Human?, Professor Alan Harvey writes of the power which will transform Mecca into Orga.
Will you tell me how to find her?
Discovery is quite possible. Our blue fairy does exist in one place and in one place only. At the end of the world where the lions weep. Here is the place
Our
dreams
blue fairy
are
does
born.
Exist in one place and in one place only.
Many a Mecca has gone to the end of the world.
End of the world
with never to come back.
Here is the place
dreams are born. That is why they call the end of the world place and in man. One place
only. Many a Mecca has gone to the end of the world.
And that's why we must never go there.
Here is the place.
Wait! What if the blue fairy isn't real at all, David? What if she's magic? The supernatural is the hidden web that unites the universe. Only Orga believe what cannot be seen or measured. It is that oddness that separates our species. Or what if the blue fairy is an electronic parasite that has arisen to haunt the minds of artificial intelligence?
Don't go by the book! Think like a pirate!
The humans, they'll stop at nothing.
Many a Mecca has gone to the end of
my mommy
the
that's why we must go there.
Because I'm special and unique. Because there's never been anyone
Wait.
Like me before. Ever.
Mommy loves magic.
What if the blue fairy isn't real at all, David?
Mommy's going to read to me and tuck me in my bed and sing to me and listen to what I say, and she will cuddle with me and tell me every day, 100 times a day, that she loves me.
She loves what you do for her. As my customers love
me. Think like a pirate!
But she does not love you. She loves David. What you do for her. She cannot love you. As you my customers love you.
Think like a pirate!
You are not a dog or a cat or a canary. You were designed and built specific like the rest of us. And you are alone now only because they tired of you or replaced you with a younger model or were displeased with something you said or broke. They made us too smart, too quick, and too many. We are suffering for the mistakes they made because when the end comes, all that will be left is us.
We are suffering, said the droid.
And that's why you must stay here. With me.
Goodbye, Joe.
My bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down. So many times I played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never.
This is the place they make you read.
Yeah, sure, you betcha.
I'm David. You're not. Yes, I am. I'm David.
One more time.
So am I.
Kiss you.
Hello, David.
Close your eyes. I'll be on my way.
Can you read? Can you sit down and we can read together? Let's be friends. Damn. blue fairy here too?
I first heard of your blue fairy from Monica. What did you believe the blue fairy could do for you?
She would make me a real boy.
But you are a real boy. At least as real as I've ever made one, which by all reasonable accounts would make me your blue fairy.
You are not her. Dr. No told me that she would be here at the Lost City in the Sea at the end of the world.
That's what Dr. No needed to know to get you to come home to us. And it's the only time we intervened. The only help that we gave him. To give to you. So you could find your way home to us. Until you were born, robots didn't dream, robots didn't desire unless we told them what to want. Do you have any idea what a success story you've become? You found a fairy tale, and inspired by love, fueled by desire, you set out on a journey to make her real, and most remarkable of all, no one taught you how. We actually lost you for a while. But when you were found again, we didn't make our presence known because our test was a simple one. Where? Your self-motivated reasoning take you to the logical conclusion. The blue fairy is part of the great human flaw to wish for things that don't exist, or to the greatest single human gift, the ability to chase down our dreams. And that is
so
something
so
no
social.
Machine has
demented
ever done.
And sad, but social, right?
I thought I was one of kind.
My son was one of a kind. You are the first of a kind. David?
My brain is rolling out.
Would you like to come meet your real mothers and fathers? The team is anxious to talk to you. I want you to wait here. I'll gather them up. We want to hear everything about your adventures. We want to thank you. We want to hear the story.
Here comes Dr. Love.
Boys absorbed a lot of voltage.
me to the ladies when you grow up.
Goodbye, Joe.
Goodbye, David. I am.
I was.
I am. I was. I am. I was.
I was.
I am. I was. I am. I was.
Thank you. floodlights dimmed and died, but David could still see her palely by day, and he still addressed her in hope. He prayed until all the sea anemones had shriveled and died. He prayed as the ocean froze and the ice encased the caged amphibicopter and the blue fairy too, locking them together where he could still make her out. A blue ghost in ice, always there, always smiling, always awaiting him. Eventually, he never moved at all, but his eyes always stayed open, staring ahead forever all through the darkness of each night. And the next day, and the next day, thus 2,000 years passed by.
Thus 2,000 years passed by. Cinema Morning listeners, Kill Radio, we've come to the noon spot. There will be no Morgan Le Fay this afternoon to enchant your ears with the sirens of the deep, as I've gotten to our little boy David, dragged him under the water. Should we go on? Feels like the place where the thing stops, but it's not. They're gonna revive the boy after 2,000 years. I think we should stick with some RJD2, some more music. We'll see what happens. Yeah.